SBS Radio.
Yes, so the magazine's called Honi Soit, and they had a special women's edition of it last Tuesday. And they decided to put on the front cover a photo of Hamida Al-Taher, who carried out a suicide attack against Israeli and southern Lebanese army soldiers in 1985. The picture is of her holding a gun aimed towards the camera. The magazine also had an editorial which described Al-Taher as a Lebanese martyr of the institution of Israeli colonization, while an article in the magazine also was about Eurovision winner Netta Barzilai. That article contained slurs about Israel, quote, violently oppressing the Palestinians, and claimed Israel was, quote, not even a real country. So responding to the cover, and of course it upset many Jewish students, the Australian Union of Jewish Students said in a statement, these editions has upset many, many Jewish students who are feeling deeply alienated by it, and this attitude has no place at this university. Orges calls on the teams who produced the special editions to issue a public apology and affirm their commitment to non-violent paths to peace. Now, of course, in the week since, this hasn't happened. Women's officers Madeline Ward and Jessica Syed, who produced the front cover of this magazine, defended their choice in an online article, follow-up article. They said, "We were aware that Hamida car-bombed an Israeli military encampment, but her actions occurred in the context of the Israeli invasion and occupation of Lebanon." Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin said the worst thing of all was when challenged, the Honi Soit paper has actually defended its action and dismissed the concerns of Jewish students on the basis that they are Zionists.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, Bob Carr is in the news again.
He is. And a senior New South Wales Labor figure is particularly upset by his latest statements. Carr told Sky News last week in an article he misquoted a Times of London story about a Palestinian boy who was shot in the leg near the Gaza border fence. Carr claimed incorrectly that he was deliberately targeted and called the Israel Defense Forces' handling of the violent protests horrifying and sickening. He also said, "It just makes it inevitable that the passage of a motion, a Labor motion, using the words of the New South Wales State Conference, that says an incoming Labor government will recognise Palestine." Carr said, "The only argument is whether the National Conference will strengthen that resolution or not." So a senior ALP New South Wales source told the Jewish News, "It's just another Bob Carr comment, but he seems to spend every single waking minute thinking about how he can attack Israel or represent the interests of China."
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, the ABC has apologised for an interview. What is the story there?
Yes, so this interview was conducted on March on their radio program hosted by David Rutledge, and he was having a discussion, an interview with Stephen Sizer, who is quite a controversial British cleric who had posted links to allegations of Israeli involvement in 9/11 and who had also taken part in a conference in Iran which had been described as an anti-Semitic hate fest. The ABC, after complaints from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, and mind you, for many weeks and months there was no response, they have responded through the ABC's Managing Director, Michelle Guthrie. In a letter, ABC admitted that Sizer's mischaracterisation of the Tehran conference, which was not challenged or corrected in the interview, together with the lack of information on Sizer's repeated censure by his own church, was not in keeping with the ABC's editorial standard for accuracy.
And Shane, Wendy Borrell leaving Masada, she's been the principal there for the past 12 years.
Yes, yeah, so many Jewish residents of Sydney's North Shore will know Wendy. 12 years as principal, and mind you, before that, she also was at Masada in roles of head of curriculum and deputy principal and head of senior school. So altogether it's many, many years. She's standing down with the support of the school due to some health challenges she's facing.
Shane, before we go, there is something positive, very positive in the newspaper, in the AJN, $1 million for genomic research. Can you explain it to our listeners?
Yeah, so this is the single biggest individual donation to the Garvan Weisman Center for Genomic Research, which was opened about 9 months ago in Sydney. And what this center does is it explores genomic medicine, which if you look at DNA, each DNA has many, many genomes. And what this Garvan Weisman Center scientist can do is to look at each one to an individual cell level, which is quite remarkable. And from that, they can kind of personalize treatments and find better treatments and possibly cures for people who have things like different forms of cancer or diabetes or neurological diseases. So in the future, you'll be able to treat someone specifically to their exact DNA of the tumor and the cancer as well, which is amazing. And so the Garvan Center is an Australian organization, and of course the Weizmann Center is a leading world organization based in Israel. And this center now brings the two together in a very meaningful way. So this $1 million donation was made by Bob Magid, who is the Jewish News publisher. And Magid said he wasn't really too familiar with Garvan and Weizmann before, but his daughter, who lives in Israel, is a big fan of Weizmann. And then through her, he decided to visit both the Weizmann Center in Israel and the Garvan Weizmann Center in Sydney. He had a tour and he said he left feeling very, very impressed by the researchers and the amazing work they're doing. He said the fact they can look at a person's DNA right down to the single cell level and the potential that has for medical science is amazing. Garvan's executive director, Professor Chris Goodnow, described the donation from Bob Magid as very significant. And he said the timing of it is particularly good because at this stage of the center's development, it enables us to really accelerate this growth phase and resource some wonderfully talented researchers from Israel and Australia to work together on important projects.
Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.